8:36 on a Tuesday morning. Glad you could join us. Paul W. Smith Show. Sean Bellegian sitting in for Paul W. Smith. Well, this is arguably the biggest week for the National Football League. Steve Courtney, I think you know better than anybody. The NFL has tried to make itself 52 weeks a year, 12 months a year, 365 days in the news cycle, or very close to it. But this is arguably the biggest week of the year leading up to, of course, Super Bowl 57. But not all good news coming out of league offices of the National Football League. As mentioned, Steve Courtney, WJR Sports Analyst, joins us. Morning, pal.
Good morning, Sean. How are you, lad? Everything well?
Everything is fantastic. Looking forward to the game.
Yeah, we certainly are. Super Bowl 57 in the desert come Sunday. You got the Chiefs. You got the Eagles. I'll let you know right now, as we're having this conversation, the Eagles favored by a point and a half. And, you know, you got media days leading up. It's a wonderful time. And but as you say, Sean, the news not all that good as it pertains to the National Football League. By the way, our conversation brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes, the $100,000 window of opportunity sweepstakes, my friends. That is a lot of cabbage, dinero, ducats. Okay, you get the point. Call 586-540-6000 or visit windowsroofingsiding.com for more details. The Performance Remodeling $100,000 window of opportunity sweepstakes. Okay, here we go. The NFL acknowledged just this past Friday that concussions rose significantly during the 2022 regular season. That is not good. Now, according to data released by the league, there were 149 concussions suffered over 271 games this season. That works out to an 18% jump from 2021 and 14% higher than the three-year average between 2018 and 2020. Now, the NFL chief medical examiner, a fellow by the name of Dr. Alan Sills, this past Friday, attributed the rise to a number of factors, including a protocol change that he said broadened and strengthened the definition of a concussion following the series of injuries suffered, of course, by Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. And let the records indicate at this juncture, it was completely mishandled by the Miami Dolphins and their medical team. I digress. Mr. Sills did not say whether he thought the numbers were driven by better diagnostics, but he did reveal that league medical staffs performed an average of 1.6 evaluations per game, a number, obviously, that has risen over time. In addition, he said there were nearly twice as many medical timeouts in 2022 by independent spotters and on-field officials compared to 2021. Now, Sean, you'll remember during the preseason training camps, various position players in the National Football League, league-wide as a matter of fact, were wearing those guardian caps on their helmets. The NFL brought practice concussions to an eight-year low of 25. Now, overall, players suffered a total of 52 concussions from the start of training camp to the beginning of the regular season. The combined total of 213 preseason and regular season concussions was 14% higher than 2021, but within the range of the three-year average from 2018 through 2020. Now, clearly, Sean, the National Football League would like to see a reduction in concussions, period, because the overall effect on concussions, as it applies to the NFL, as it applies to college football, has a direct effect on youth football. We are already living in a period of time where there are some parents who are not allowing their young boys to play this great game of football because of the lingering effects of concussions. The helmet industry, by the way, is getting close, from what we understand, to having a model designed specifically for quarterbacks. And there's going to be a model specifically modeled for offensive linemen. So there are attempts being made to make player safety the best it can possibly be. But look, here's the reality of the situation. Football, at its core, is a violent game. there is a violent collision each and every play. At the NFL level, at the collegiate level, what the end game is with CTE being real remains to be seen, Sean.
You nailed it, pal. You know what? I'm not idealistic enough to sit here and say we can eliminate concussions altogether. That's darn near impossible just by the brutal nature of the game. But can we do a better job? Sure. And I'm all for it. Hey, great stuff, pal.
All right. Appreciate it, Sean. You enjoy the rest of the day, my friend.
You do the
same. Make a play.
Get in there, Stevie. Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst, kindly joining us. Aaron Call up next here on the Paul W. Smith Show. On a Tuesday morning, Sean Bolegian sitting in. Aaron Call, of course, the University of Michigan Director of Debate, author of The State of the Union is Memorable, addresses of the last 60 years, joins us next.